Hello everyone, this is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Throne Ministries. Thank you for joining us today. Our web address is crossandthrone.com. Again, crossandthrone.com, spell it out. We also have another URL. You can go to paulsevangel.com. They both go to the same place, but we found that people weren't able to pronounce Cross and Throne, and they weren't able to find us. Because it's hard to frame that one correctly when you speak it sometimes. And I was on a TV show once on cable, and the man who was announcing the program couldn't pronounce it the whole show. It was kind of embarrassing. But anyways, crossandthrone.com and paulsevangel.com. Our phone number, 847-312-4676. Thank you all for joining us all over the country here. And many joining by radio and many joining by the internet, we're glad to have you. Well, today I want to talk to you about life, or we can call this the dilemma of sin and death. We can do that. Let's call it the dilemma of sin and death and the cure, which is life. And we're going to talk about that in this program. Well, first of all, there is an enemy in the world, and it's the last enemy that will be eradicated out of the universe, and that enemy is death. No matter what Christianity tells you or pagan religions tell you, sin and death is never a friend, it is an enemy. Some people think that death is a glorious thing, that when you die, it's your key to seeing the Savior. God does not have an enemy bring you to the Savior. The enemy doesn't bring you into the presence of the Savior. An enemy is an enemy. An enemy kills you, and this is the great enemy, death. Sin and death go together, by the way. As Paul says in Romans 5, for by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So sin and death go together. In Romans 5, 18 and 19, we have the opposite of sin and death. We have justification and life. In Adam, sin and death. In Jesus Christ, justification and life. You see that? Through one man's actions, we have sin and death. And through the other man, Jesus Christ, we have justification and life. And friends, Christ is greater than Adam. Christ will more than restore what Adam did. He will add to the blessings. Now let's talk a little bit more. This enemy, sin and death, how do we get rid of it? Well, you have to get rid of death by life. Life conquers death. Now in the Gospel of John, we read this. In many other signs, truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Life. Stop for a moment and consider this word life, as the Apostle John uses it. Think about it. Now, this word life, zoe, in the Greek, occurs 36 times in the Gospel of John, and it alternates. Sometimes it says life, and sometimes it says eternal life. Sometimes it says life, and sometimes it says eternal life. As a matter of fact, this is the passage in verse John chapter 1, verse 4. It says, regarding Christ, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. So we see that the origin of life, or eternal life, is found in Christ. Christ is the origin of life. John says in John 1, 4 again, in him, speaking of the Word, who we're going to read later is Jesus Christ, the Word in him was life. So the origin of eternal life is in Christ. Now, if you have your Bible, turn to John 6:35, and we're going to read another passage, and I hope you can hear me turning the pages as well. In John 6:35, the Lord Jesus says this, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. So let's repeat that. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never, no, never hunger. And he that believeth on me never shall never thirst at any time. He in Christ is life, and he is the bread of life. It's the bread of life means the bread that keeps and sustains life. That's found in Christ. And then another passage in John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Did you hear that? The Lord Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. So what is the origin of eternal life? Well, we saw in here so far that Christ is the origin of eternal life. John 1:4, in him was life. John 6:35, I am the bread of life. In John 11:25, the Lord Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. That's found in John 11:25. Notice resurrection is a person. And let me just be clear on this. In John 1, it says, as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. When you become a believer, you accept a person. You accept somebody, not something. You accept the Lord Jesus Christ, not a brick building with a steeple. You accept the Lord Jesus Christ, not a building with pretty stained glass windows. You accept the Lord Jesus Christ, not a minister trying to get into your wallet to get your money for the offering plate to build a pretty stage for the young girls to dance on. When you get eternal life, you receive a person. You receive somebody, not something. I am the resurrection and the life, the Lord Jesus says. Christianity is Christ. Now, notice what else it says in John 14, verse 6, and I hope you turn there. And remember, go to our website at paulsevangel.com or crossandthethrone.com and look and listen back and look up these references. John 14, 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am, and the I is emphatic, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is only one way to God. Only one. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There are not multiple ways of salvation. There is only one way to God, and it's through his Son, Jesus Christ. And he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way. That's the pathway. He's the truth. There's only one place the truth is found, in the person of Christ. By the way, the Bible is called the truth, and so is the Lord Jesus. The living and the written word are the same, friends. So, and then he says he's the life. No other, and this is what distinguishes Christianity as found in the scriptures, the Bible, the Holy Bible, from every other religion. It's the only religion that gives you life. I hate using that term. Christianity is not a religion, really. Christianity is Christ. And it's the only book in the world, the Bible's the only book in the world that offers life to somebody. Where's Muhammad? He's dead. Where's Buddha? He's dead. Where are the popes? They're dead. Where are the Protestant ministers? Billy Sunday? He's dead. Where are all these great religious leaders? Oh, that's the devil calling, wanting to know why I'm talking about Christ. We'll leave that alone. But anyways, there's only one way. Only one way to God, and that is through Christ our Lord. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so that's the truth. And so we see the origin of life is found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the origin. So the dilemma of sin and death is solved by a person. If you notice the last election, everyone's always talking about health care and people getting sick and the costs associated with health care, but people get sick because of death. You'll never have, as long as we're in this world, before the coming of Christ and before these bodies are turned into incorruptible bodies, you will always have a need of hospital beds and painkillers and caskets and property to put your dead. But only one has the offer and the real solution to life, and that's the Lord Jesus. Not even science, think about this, not even science has solved the sick problem. Now, science has helped maybe increase people's lives by a few years. It may alleviate some pain, but in reality, the death rate is still one apiece. And this is why we have such a message of hope. And this is why we have such a message of grace, because it gives life. And don't be deceived. There is no, all the religions out there are false if they can't solve the problem of sin and death. Christ solves the death problem, and he also solves the sin problem. He solves the death problem because he is the source of life and he is the resurrection and the life. He solves the sin problem because he died for our sins. Christ died for our sins on the cross. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. So he is the origin of life. Now how do you obtain it? How do you obtain life? In John 3:36, it says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." Do you need life? Here's how you obtain it. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. You have it now. Everlasting life. If you believe in Christ, you have this life now. And everlasting life, if you read in John's Gospel, guarantees resurrection. If Christ doesn't come back in your lifetime, you're going to die. But the good news is you're going to be raised. And you're going to have life in the next two ages coming in this world. And we're not going to expand on that comment just now. So how do you obtain life? He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. John 5:24, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." And 1 John 5:11, "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Now think about that great verse, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Think about God, how great he is, God the Creator. And this God so loved the world. He loved them in this way. How did God love him, love the world? Well, he gave his only begotten Son. His love is defined by his giving of the Son. And think about the world that he loved, a world of sin, a world of violence and corruption, and yet God loved such a world. For God so loved the world. God loved the world in this way, that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave the best, that whosoever, that is, anyone in this world of sin and corruption can believe, anyone, no matter what they've done, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, this is good news. This is great news. So what have we been talking about? We've been talking about the dilemma of sin and death. It's a dilemma. Sin and death. Sin is reigning in the world today. Death is reigning over mankind. What does man need? Man needs life. And what is the origin of life? The origin of life is found in the Lord Jesus, who said, "I am the resurrection and the life." And how is this life obtained? It's obtained by believing in the Son of God. Believe that God loved the world and gave his Son. And that Son came to this world and died on that cross. He rose again. And those who believe in him have life, and the dilemma of sin and death for you, my friend, is solved. This is Dan Sheridan. Thank you for joining me today. And just as a little side note, it's Friday, and you will be going home for the weekend, or take the Gospel of John and do a little homework. Highlight every time you see the word believe in the Gospel of John. Highlight every time you see the word believe, and give me a call. Let me know how many you found. I have the answer, and if you give me an answer, the first one to call me and give me the answer of how many times the word believe occurs, I will send you a free companion Bible. My number, 847-312-4676. This program is brought to you by those who believe in this message. If you want to help support and keep this radio program going, please consider helping us out. Our web address, crossandthrone.com. And also paulsevangel.com. They both go to the same place, paulsevangel.com and crossandthrone.com. And this is Dan Sheridan. Thank you for joining us. These things are written that you might believe that Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you might have life through his name.